much about time to get started. 1 minute after, so bad time, we're still on time. Good to see everyone out tonight, especially those of you who are visiting with us. Those of you who are here, you're our honored guests, stick around for a little bit afterwards. Let us get a chance to know you. Tonight, if you haven't noticed, not so different. We're still going to sing praises to God, which we're all really excited about. But we have Stephen Garrett with us from out of Houston, Texas, and he likes to sing. Not so much a musician, he said last night, but he's a song leader and singer. Loves it. And I think we'll see that tonight. So we're going to sing for about an hour or until he's done, and then take about a five-minute break before we start up. Mark Raymer is going to lead singing in the next session, and right before Steve preaches to us. Dad here tonight, as well, and he's going to lead our opening prayer, then we'll turn it over to you, Steve, if that's all right. Anything else before we get started? Dad.
Let's pray together, please. Our Almighty God, we are humbly thankful to you for all the kind things that you have done for us, for the privileges that we've been able to enjoy today, for this time that we have to be able to spend together, to sing together, to teach and admonish each other, to communicate our thanksgiving and our praise to you. We're thankful to you for the sacrifice of your Son that gives us the hope and the meaning and the purpose for our lives. We're thankful that you have loved us so. Pray that as we sing these songs of praise to you tonight, as we study from your word, and as we live our lives, demonstrate to you the thanksgiving that is in our hearts and the desire that we have to come and to spend eternity in the home that you prepared for us. Be with us as we sing, as we study, help our hearts be open to your word.
Amen. All right. Thank all of you for coming tonight. We're going to have a good time. We're going to sing together. And we're going to make melody in our hearts. And we're going to worship God. And we're going to edify one another. Let's start off by singing Sing and Be Happy. All y'all know that song? I bet you do. How many altos do I have in here? Well, there you go. Y'all got the lead, so good luck.
Mean old bass Oh, alto, he's a soul and soul me.
Okay. If the skies above your gray, you are feeling so blue. If your cares and worries seem gray, all the whole day through, there's a silver line that shines in the heavenly land. Look by faith and see it, my friend. Trust in His promises rang.
Sing and be happy.
Be happy, press on to the goal. Trust Him
who leads you.
He will save your soul. Let all be faithful. Look to Him and pray. Lift your voice and praise His song. Sing, be happy today.
Look at one another. It's okay, Christians. We can be happy. We can smile. We can teach. We can edify. Do you want to know the thing that is most impressive to people who come and visit Christians worshiping together? You know what it is? It's gospel singing. They haven't heard anything like it before. It's that which comes from the instrument from which God gave us. Let's do it. To the best of our ability, let's enjoy it, let's smile. This is a great song. It's a smiling song. Okay? All right, here we go. We're going to do verse 2. That's good. You did good.
Though me, often we are troubled and tired, sick with sorrow and pain, there are others living in sin, blessed with earthly gain. Take new courage. What tomorrow may bring. When the dark clouds vanish away, then your heart truly has.
part again. Remember, I'm the leader. Okay? Let's do that last part again. We're going to start it up with sing and be happy. Okay? In fact, let's just do the last verse again. Roll it back, guys. Y'all be good on that. Do me. Ready?
Oh, we fail to see the rainbow up in heaven's sky. When it seems the fortunes of earth frown and pass us by, there are things we know that are worth more than silver and gold. If we hope and trust in each day, we shall have pleasure untold. Sing and be happy. Be happy. Press on to the goal. Trust in Him.
Son, no sin too high, but you have sinned.
y'all know the song Sing a Lot? Listen, how many of the grandmothers rock your grandchildren on a rocking chair and sing hymns to them? Did you do that? Listen, my great-grandmother, I'm telling you, I was about 3 or 4 years old, and she'd bring me to the back porch, and there's a big china for you to be out there, and she would feed me. She'd feed me all kinds of stuff. I'd sit on her lap this way looking out there, and then I'd get real sleepy, and she'd turn me around, and I'd lay my head on that big pillow, okay? And I can remember her starting off singing with that beautiful alto voice, and she would sing this kind of song. There's a call come ringing o'er the restless way. Let me tell you, she could put me to sleep like that. But let me tell you what's more important. Those songs stuck in my head. That's what gospel singing is about, ladies and gentlemen. That's what it's about. If you're not rocking your youngins to these great songs, if you're not singing these great songs in the car on the way here and the way there, shame on you. I don't care what you sound like. It doesn't matter to me. The fact is that you're singing these gospel songs, and that will make an impression on those children. It will stick in their heads. One day they may need it. Grandmas, mamas, y'all think about that. You might find that doing that's a good way to shut your youngin' up. Sing a lot. Great old song. Because I don't want anybody to tell me they didn't know where to start. Brethren in the church, what they do is let a song leader start. About 3 measures later, they pick it up. What we want to do is we want R.J. Stevens used to tell me all the time, Steve, if we can get the brethren to start together and end together, we done gone and done something. That's what I want to do tonight. I want to start together and end together. Okay? So I'm going to give you your pitch. And those of you that know how to replicate a pitch, and that's what I want you to do. If you don't, just sing. I don't care what you do. Just sing loud. Okay? All right, so I'm going to give you your pitch.
Oh, bass, me, alto, soul, soprano, alto, soul.
There you go.
Do, bass, mi, alto.
sing the power of the cross. I think I made a mistake. I'm pretty sure I did. That's the first mistake I've made all year. Oh, the depth of the riches of God's saving grace. Y'all know that song? We need to learn the power of the cross. Powerful. Okay, 239, the depth of God's love. Now this song is different. It's in six. Like that. Okay? So let's do it now.
No so me pobes yo alto mi sacraso tenere.
Oh, the depth and the riches of God's saving grace. Glory now from the cross for me. Let the debt for my sins by the Savior was paid in his suffering on Calvary. Oh, the depth of such wonderful love, flowing boundless and full and free. And the debt for my sins was all paid in his suffering on Calvary. Shall assemble on the
mountain. We shall hear that. Okay? We shall. Alright? Let's do it that way. I won't stop you from messing up this time.
We shall assemble on the mountain. We shall assemble at the throne.
one thing that I've learned, and I learned this from my mentor, whenever you're putting songs together, be sure that you alter the rhythm and the key. Okay, so if you leave 1 and 4, then you might want to turn around and leave 1 and 2. If you leave 1 in E-flat, you might want to leave it in G next. So we want to switch that up. And the reason is that it keeps the song service interesting. Sometimes if we lead everything in 4, or we lead everything in 3, it kind of gets boring. And it's hard to keep the intensity of the song service up. Now I will tell you, it is an honor, song leaders, however many you have. It is an honor to be able to lead God's people in gospel songs. That's an honor. It's an honorable thing, okay? So we're going to want to do that to the best of our ability. We're going to want to work on that. We're going to want to put together a song service that will be acceptable. Understand the fact, who's with us when we worship God on the Lord's Day? He's here. Okay? The Savior is here, all right? And so don't we want to do the best we can? Absolutely, we forget about that. We forget that they're here with us, okay? So I think it's important that we remember those things. Because when that happens, it and like that. Well, we can do better than that. Just watch the song leader. When he stops, you stop. Okay? Good job. Okay. The battle belongs to the Lord. 529. How many of you know that song? Good, good. Y'all sing that here? I never know when I go to different places who knows what. 529. The battle belongs to the Lord. No.
not fear. The battle belongs to the Lord. Take courage, my friend, your redemption is near. The battle belongs to the Lord, and we sing glory.
It's amazing to me the plethora of songwriters that came out of the woodwork whenever R.J. Stevens began to start doing his work in gospel singing around the country. Brethren began to find out that they had talents they didn't know they had. And some songwriters just popped up that were just absolutely fabulous. Well, Glenda Shells is one of them. And she's giving me a stack. She pumps out songs quicker than anybody I ever saw. Beautiful words. She played violin in 3 or 4 different orchestras around the country. Very wonderful, awesome musician. And she has put together some great songs here. One of them is the music around the Rock of My Heart. Now, there's a fellow by the name of Matt Basford, and he wrote the words to this song. And oftentimes Matt and Glenn will work together. But these are songwriters that God Almighty has given us. Think about that for a minute. Why would he do that? Why would he give these men and women, like Sister Captain Charlie? Why? I'll tell you why. Because singing is important. Gospel preaching. I love preaching gospel. I do. I'm not very good at it. Remember, I'm a singer that fell into preaching. Okay? But the fact of the matter is, I do my best job here, and I love to preach. But this right here is what consumes me. Because I see the evangelistic effect it has upon me. I see the edifying nature of it. I see the way it pumps up brethren who are down and they're low. They've got all kinds of problems and troubles and anxieties and depression and every other thing you can think of. And when they sing, they have an opportunity with us as a congregation to be able to get away from that and to concentrate on things eternal. This is so important, ladies and gentlemen. Don't let another day that we worship God in this building go by that you don't recognize the fact of how important this is. Never would give us a command that's not good for us. This is good for us. And so let's remember that. The Rock of My Heart, number 29.
just hope that they have the kind of effect upon our brethren that I pray for. She's a wonderful lady, and I hope you get to meet her. 702.
Steve, is she out of Cincinnati too, like Bastard?
No, Bastard's out of Cincinnati. Glenda's out of Pinewood.
Gotcha.
In Houston. Yeah. By the way, those of you that like to sing, I hope you all do. Every year, I guess for 17 years I've done this, but every year at the Kleinwood Church of Christ in Houston, Texas, that would be the north part of Houston, up 45 off of Louetta, we have typically around 1,000 people there that gather once a year in the first Friday in August. It is a blessed thing. It's a wonderful event. And we're in there for 2 hours with typically 1,000 people, sometimes 1,100. I've seen as many as 1,200 people there. And the singing is phenomenal. And those people are there because they love to sing. And it's just an amazing event. It's worth the money to fly down. It's worth the money to bring the children to see this. So if you get that opportunity, I would tell you that's something that you ought to avail yourself to. I'll live in glory. Now, in this song, we're going to have to stand up because this is going to take a lot of gut. Okay? All right. What that means is you're going to have to really sing from here, and you're going to have to really sing out. And understand this, you're not doing this for me. You're doing this for the Heavenly Father. Okay? You're giving the Heavenly Father your whole heart, and you're giving your brethren, your loved ones next to you, when you look at them and smile at them, you're giving them that assurance. Rest assured that I have faith in God Almighty, and I'm going to live my life for Him. And I believe the words that one day I will live in glory. Let me tell you what hope is. Hope is expectation. That's the way it's defined in Scripture. We act as though hope is something that I tell you what, my poor sweet great-grandmother, she told me right before she died, not long before. Here she's an elder's wife. She's been such a rock, okay? And she looked up at the old East Texas girl, born in 1907, and she said, "Stevie boy?" And I said, "Yes, ma'am." She said, "Reckon I'll make it." And I said, "Well, if you don't, I'm sure I'm going to make it." I said, "We expect. We know you will." "I know I will." She says, "Well, that's what I thought." So, I'm telling you, we're going to make it. It's our expectation. Okay?
Do, so, mi, soprano, do, alto, do, bass, mi, soprano, sol, tenor, mi.
Ready?
I'd like to stay here longer than man's allotted days. And what's the fleeting changes of life's uneven ways? But if my Savior call me to that sweet home on high, I'll live with Him forever in glory by and by. Oh, yes, I'll live in glory by and by. I'll tell and sing the story of a stand on high. There with my dear Redeemer, there no more to die. Oh, yes, I'll live in glory. Along this pilgrim way, and lead the lost to Jesus, as fervently I pray, as day by day I travel, I'll keep Him ever nigh, and live with Him forever, in glory by and by. Oh yes, I'll live in glory, by and by, I'll tell and sing the story, there on high, there with my dear Redeemer, no more to die. Oh yes, I'll live in glory, glory by and by. The end I know is nearing, by faith I looked away to yonder home supernal, the land of endless day. I'll cling to Him forever and look beyond the sky and live with Him forever in glory. Oh yeah.
and by. I think there's a whole lot of people that come to church, and maybe they're just not sure. The blood of Christ will cleanse you and has cleansed you. You will be in heaven if you live for Him, and if you don't fall away, you will be there. That is a promise in our heart. Come into me, one of my favorite songs, old songs in this book, 825. Now we're going to do this a little bit different. I hope you guys got it right on the PowerPoint. I'm sure you did. We're going to sing all three verses. And then we're going to sing the chorus. Now, these three verses, altos and soprano, you're singing. Not me. You are. I'm going to start you. But you're going to sing, okay? But you're going to follow me, all right? And what we're going to do is we're going to listen and we're going to learn, okay? And then we're going to come together, tenors and basses, on the chorus, which is really an echo of the verses. Okay. Here we go. I'm going to ask friends. Are you ready? Watch me. We're going to go on to this. Lord. Okay. Ready? Ready? Ladies? Participate in worship service. Isn't it a wonderful thing that God Almighty has given you the opportunity to do that? You don't come and you don't preach. You don't have the authority in Scripture to teach classes, okay, and those kind of things, but we've all been commanded to sing. And I've got to tell you something. If you don't think that's teaching,
girls right here are singing so pretty, okay, and so with so much enthusiasm. They hear their mama, they see their mama, they see their granddad, or grandmama, and they see them participating. And I'll tell you, that has a great effect upon your children. My two girls are now 26 years old. They don't sit in my lap anymore. Sometimes I make them. But I'll tell you what, it is wonderful to watch them worship God. It is wonderful to see them take part in teaching the children. It's wonderful to see them sing. And I can remember their mother and I teaching them these songs. And it's a great thing. I wish I could have some of those days back, but they're gone. He Carried My Sorrows, number 220. How much time do we have? 10 minutes.
You're on 252. Steve, what did he do?
You know what I want to do? I want to do, can you put that up, song?
What is it, bro?
Now, how many of you know Higher Ground? And all of you say yes because you know Higher Ground. All right? But you know Higher Ground in 3. You don't know it in 4. Okay? So you know it the old way. This is the new way. We're going to sing this song in 4. Okay? And so I'll show you what that means here in just a second. Ladies, we're all of us, men and women, are going to sing. Can y'all advance that? Okay, that says women only, but we're going to do men and women. Men, you just sing the lead part with me. Out those, you'll break in to into your parts. Okay, now when we get down to the part of the chorus, I'm going to start singing the bass, because that's what's going to come first. The bass is, you're going to break off and sing that with me. And then we're going to get to a part with the tenor, and I'm going to sing that, okay, so that you can learn this song. And I'll leave it with y'all if you want it. Okay. Now this is just in 4, okay? So listen, this is the way it goes. I'm pressing on the upward way. See, I just got it in 4, not in 3. Okay? So let's sing it that way. We'll sing it in 4.
So me,
ready? All of us together. Ready?
I'm pressing on the upward way, new heights I made.
Some may dwell where bees are brown. My prayer, my aim is higher ground. Lord, lift me up and let me by faith on heaven's table land. Higher plane than I have found. Lord, plant my feet on higher ground. Now, the tenors are going to come in. Now, isn't that good? Isn't that different? You like it? Okay, it's not the same old thing. And I heard some of you still trying to sing it in 3. Okay, that's all right. That's always the way you have sung it. Basses, did you get, I'm not a bass, but did y'all get the basics of that, me trying to sing the bass? Okay. All right.
Now, okay. All right, sopranos and altos, y'all are going to have to carry the lead on this. Because I'm going to sing the tenors. Basses, I hope you remember your part. Okay?
Do, so, mi, so. I want to scare the utmost height and catch a glimmer of glory bright. Still I'll pray till heaven I've found. Lord, lead me on to higher ground. Lord, lift me up and let me there. My faith on heaven's table and your plain, then I have found. Lord, plant my feet on higher, higher ground.
Now, we're going to get it. Let's go back. I want to sing it where we all can sing it. That's pitched way too high. Okay? I don't know why I didn't lower it before. Okay. This song, song leaders, is in the key of B flat. Let's just drop it down a half step, okay, to the key of A. Do, so, mi, basses, you're going to be a half step lower, so you're going to be really low, but in order for everybody to sing it, we're going to have to do that.
Do, so,
okay, sopranos and altos, you did great. Ready?
I'm pressing on the upward way, new heights I'm gaining every day, still praying as I'm upward bound, my feet on higher ground.
Come on, everybody.
Lord, lift me up and let me stand by faith on heaven's tableland, a higher plane than I have found. Lord, plant my feet on higher ground. My heart has no desire to stay where doubts arise and fears dismay. Some may dwell where thieves abound. My prayer, my aim is higher. Lord, lift me up and let me stand by faith on heaven's land, a higher plane than I have found. Lord, plant my feet on higher ground. I want to scale the utmost height and catch a gleam of glory bright. Still I'll pray till heaven I've found. Lord, lead me on to higher ground. Lift me up and let me stand by faith on heaven's table and higher plane than I have found. Lord, plant my feet on higher ground.
Good job. Well, I hope y'all can use that at a later time. Well, we have run out of time. I guess we're just going to have to stop. Is that okay? Thank y'all very much for your effort. Thank you for letting me teach you. Thank you for the honor of leading you. I appreciate it.